Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Podcast. I think today we're going to do a little bit on Fox News again. And I want you to hear a few things.
Hey, everybody, it's Tony Robbins.
This is a commercial.
A challenge. I mean, a real challenge. What were you able to turn your...
Here we go.
Most people have never heard of him 4 months ago. Now he runs the country. How has he used that power? Well, often to promote wild speculation, some of it untrue, that is nevertheless taken as gospel by millions of fearful Americans. At one point, Fauci told us that coronavirus was so deadly, we should never shake hands again. Oops, there goes one of the oldest traditions known to man. But Fauci also endorsed breaking lockdowns to have sex with strangers you meet online. Okay, this week, Dr. Fauci warned that coronavirus is so dangerous that the entire NFL season may have to be canceled. Dave Portnoy did not vote for Anthony Fauci. He did, however, found Barstool Sports, and we're happy to have him on tonight to assess the reign of President Fauci. So, Dave, do you think that our unelected monarch, Tony Fauci, is making the right decision by destroying America's most popular sport?
Nope.
Well, the good news is I don't think he has any actual influence on it. And in a rare situation, the only man who thinks he was elected without being elected by the American people more than him, Roger Goodell, I think he'd infect his own family with corona before canceling the NFL season. So, you know, I don't, they're going to play the NFL. Why Fauci feels like he has the right to say they're not? He can certainly say, you know, it may be dangerous, but the way he phrased it, it was like he was the end-all be-all on that. I would actually be very curious to see if he tried to, you know, actually install that regime versus the Roger Goodell regime, and, you know, all hell would break loose in that case.
So I didn't hear a single thing that you said after you complimented Roger Goodell, because I never thought I would live to hear that. Was it hard for those words to form on your tongue?
Well, it wasn't exactly a compliment. I did say he would infect his own family with corona if it meant, you know, they get to play the NFL season. So they're going to play the NFL. Roger Goodell does not care about safety or anything like that. This could be, you know, the greatest pandemic of all time. He's playing. Again, why Fauci thought he had the right to act like he was the decision maker, I have no idea.
What is this going to do to attendance at the games?
You know, I think we're seeing right now the American people clearly have COVID fatigue. Whether that's right or wrong, people are showing up in droves to casinos, to bars. If you let people go to the game, they're going to go. Where the American people, humans in general, are social creatures, so they'll show up. The only way they won't is if we physically are told we can't go, not allowed in. But if you let people go, they're willing to risk it. And by the way, I think that should be each individual's choice.
Of course. So we were hearing yesterday that it's possible stadiums will take the temperature or somehow test every person with a ticket trying to get in. What would that look like, do you think?
Those would probably be the longest lines in the history of lines. I mean, that, imagine getting in a bar when you have a slow bouncer with your ID. Imagine them actually taking every single person test. I went to Michigan. It takes an hour and a half to get to that stadium anyways. So in practicality, it sounds all right if you can do it. How are you going to actually make this work? I mean, you're going to have to get to the game 9 hours early. You're going to have more problems with people congregating, waiting to get in, than actually being in.
So one of the effects of the COVID-19 lockdowns, the quarantines, is that people look very different from the way they did 4 months ago. A lot of people have gained weight. You haven't, obviously, but you have grown a very, very bushy beard. Are you going to keep it?
Well, Tucker, I haven't had a haircut in 3.5 months. The results are very mixed. I'm having some of the gentle nature of the females. Some say they like the curls. Some don't. My barbershop has not opened yet. So I'm very in between. I may let the public decide. And when I say public, I only care about the female gender and let them tell me what they think about it.
Do you have any sense from your informal polling on the question what the reaction is?
I think it's about 60-40, like Corona Dave. I got a brilliant tan. I look like I just got washed into shore Tom Hanks style from Castaway.
He kind of does, guys.
It's a tough boat right now, I'm not going to lie. It can go either way depending on who you talk to.
Dave Portnoy talking to his soccer ball. Great to see you tonight, Dave.
Do you take a testosterone supplement to...
See, that was pretty cool, wasn't it, guys? I come up with some pretty cool information sometimes. I want to play another one, but I want you to hear this from, it's AMTV. Let me see if I can find one of his videos. Yeah, this is him. All right, here's the latest video that was done 3 weeks ago. And it says, America prepared for war. The time is near World War III. Let's see what he has got to say.
Last week, Cops was canceled amid protests against police brutality. Now, HBO has pulled the film Gone with the Wind.
More Americans have become dependent on drugs and alcohol, see their marriages dissolve, become clinically depressed.
This movement is not just about taking money away from police departments. It's also a push to shift those resources to community-based organizations.
George Floyd has now been made public. It has revealed that he had tested positive for the coronavirus earlier.
U.S. virus cases now top 2 million with fears of a second wave.
Will policing TV programming really make a difference?
Facebook has refused to remove a page celebrating dead cops, saying that it does not violate their community standards.
You to know we will not be increasing our police budget.
I mean, really?
How can we at this moment? Our city, through our city administrative officer, identified $250 million in cuts.
It's no secret Australia's relationship with China is as complicated as it is fragile. On the one hand, they're the key to our economic prosperity. So, if we want to be rich, warmen, Bishi'i, John Koren.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus? Why do you keep using this? A lot of people say it's racist.
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China.
The large spread protest in America to defund the police is being pushed by large corporations, media conglomerates, and politicians because it is election year.
Where are you? Where is our leader? Where is our leader at this time? At this time when our country is down on its knees.
Crowd, the masses, the group mind is all for it, just as they are for anything the media pushes. Chi-Town wants to defund their police department as they have the most violent day in 60 years, with 18 people killed in 24 hours, including a high school student, a father, and a college student. This idea of defunding the police is a psychological term called wishful thinking. Usually, only children do it. Beliefs based on pleasing to imagine rather than on evidence, rationality, or reality. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. Chinese communist leader Mao Zedong famously quoted, "If the police won't protect Chicago, who will?" Well, whoever has the guns, which is usually the gangs or conservatives. So I don't think the Dems actually know what they are talking about.
Like Hell's Angels.
Their ship is going down.
A couple others.
And they are in panic mode, taking everyone down with them.
No,
as Nancy Pelosi and other House Democrats kneel in front of a statue of a king and push to defund the police department to all the brainwashed Americans glued to their televisions and phones in fear, depression, anxiety, rage spread thin. These politicians wear masks and social distance to protect themselves from the virus, but urge you to go out and protest with thousands of people. So let me get this straight. The police will arrest and stalk Jews from going to temple on Friday night, arrest Christian pastors for having church ceremonies, but they will stand down and let you riot. IBM wants to defund the police as well. Yes, the corporation that helped facilitate Nazi genocide. I guess they will leave the powers of facial recognition deployment in the USA for the Microsoft Corp. Because the deployment of all new technologies is the Sputnik moment, the new space race for world domination. Right. But if you think that is a conspiracy, shame on you. You are stupid. Well, at least Bill Gates, who says your conspiracies are stupid. The left and right paradigm is a laughingstock to the kings and queens who rule you. Tribalism is prehistoric to them because they have entered the singularity and are now connected with the AI. But they would love it if you joined the race war.
Well, there is no doubt the aggressive nature of the Chinese government right now, and it has been for a number of years, to reach out into the academic culture of the United States and the corporate culture of the United States to take whatever they can get and get away with.
When Donald Trump first took office, one of the first things he did was meet with Xi Jinping for chocolate cake and did an airstrike on Syria.
Weird,
to show
right?
Xi he was not playing. The last 4 years of Trump's presidency, there has been World War III threats with Iran, Russia, North Korea, and China. The China trade war, and much more. As China sets up the new digital dollar to dismantle the US dollar, the Trump administration is turbocharging an initiative to remove the US from dependency on China-based supply chain and weighing imposing new tariffs to punish the Communist Party in Beijing for its response to the coronavirus pandemic. Donald Trump telling China they should have let the world know about the contagion much sooner. Turbocharging sounds a lot like warp speed. The agenda for a non-mandatory medicinal program to the public with the help of the military. Why are they speeding everything up as if the people in power know something major is on the horizon? We are in a massive depression with a manipulative stock market, many unemployed, and a second wave hitting America's shores. A debt clock, and a lot of that debt is owed to China. So what do empires do after a depression that is profitable? War.
I mean, guys, what do you think? It's possible. It is very, very possible nowadays. I mean, I don't know what to think about stuff anymore. I mean, the world is changing so dramatically fast. And what are we going to do when it gets to a point where we don't know what to do anymore because we don't know what these damn politicians and shit's gonna do. It's crazy, guys. Here's a new update.
Americans are the unhappiest they have been in 50 years.
This
is not shocking to anyone who has done any reflecting on society and its discords today. Especially reflection on oneself in the discords inside one's own soul. The University of Chicago says 50% of Americans feel isolated in recent weeks because this is a spiritual battle and spiritual work is hard, not easy. It is much easier to point your finger and say, "Hey, look, that's the bad guy," than to look at oneself and all the flaws we have in this human condition. Your unconscious shadow self, which the conscious ego does not identify with, will do all that is possible to keep you from being okay with yourself. Autophobia. And society is built this way to profit from your insecurities, a constant hum of noise from television, podcasts, false leaders has replaced the hum of the earth, of nature, of the birds and crickets. Our society has been disconnected from reality via digital impressions from TV, cell phone, video games, society, magazines, and advertisements. We are bombarded with stimuli from the outside world that has pressured us with conformity on how to think, behave, believe. The real minority on this planet is the individual. Since the day you were born, people told you who you are, what you like, what is cool, and what is not cool. To the point that many of us have deadened themselves of who they really are. A spiritual being having a human experience. Gratitude is one powerful emotion. What are you grateful for? If you're not grateful for what you have today, what makes you think any more things in your life would make you happier? Making a gratitude list is a great start to changing your perception on life. No, this is not some new age BS. Many of us have warped perceptions on life because it has been engineered that way by all the mega conglomerates aiming to profit off our existence, leaving me wanting more and more and more. To be simply satisfied with where I am at this exact moment is the key to my serenity. And then I work hard to gain a skill on something I love. Many people today are occupational, not vocational. Vocational relating to an occupation or employment. Simply put, you love what you do and it recreates who you are every day. And the people who see your work, it will recreate them. Instead of the occupational rat race of getting up, putting on your monkey suit, go to a job you hate, go home and spend your money to make you feel better, to cover up on how much you hate your life, just like the IKEA furniture scene in Fight Club. Find what your destiny is and what you like to do, your highest calling, your highest excitement. This will not happen overnight. Be patient. Patience is a virtue, but aim towards a goal and be grateful during your journey. Having gratitude and taking action plus having faith is the key to success. But many people do not know what faith actually means. They just say they have faith, but do they really? I will explain faith to my best capabilities. When you sit down on a chair or your couch, you don't think, you just do it. You have faith that it won't collapse because you do it all the time. That it's not even a thought or a worry. If you have that same faith in God, how much worry and anxiety would go away? I hope this message supports you in your life mission. Please subscribe and like this video and have a good day.
Hey guys, Christopher Green, AMTVU.com. You need to be learning new things today. Click the link below. Take advantage of our instantaneous offer. You'll save $50.
And there we have it. What did y'all think about today's shows? I thought they were pretty good, actually. Pretty interesting, some of it. Well, I mean, there's a few things that it caught my ears real good. Hey guys, I want y'all to start thinking and looking around and really pay attention to society and how everything is changing right under our eyes, because we're so busy on our everyday life we don't pay attention to what's going on around us. And it's about time we start, guys, because things is getting ready to be different. So I'm going to cut my podcast down for the day. This is Scott Jacobs. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Anchor, for letting me have this podcast.